Now let's go back to Matthew chapter 5, to one of what are called the Beatitudes, one of those blesseds that Jesus declares to the crowds and to his disciples as he teaches them. So Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8, Matthew 5 and verse 8, where it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. I want to start tonight by just telling you about Chrissy, because she's got a lot to answer for. Chrissy. She's in church tonight, in fact. She goes to every church. Doesn't matter which church, she goes to them all. Chrissy never misses a service. Because of Chrissy, lots of people say that's why they don't go to church, because Chrissy goes to church. But many people say Chrissy is the worst thing about church. Have you met her? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? No. Well, I'll give you her full name. Her full name is Hypocrisy. Okay? That's her full name, so you remember that. You know what hypocrisy is, don't you? No? Well, you're going to find out tonight, Bethany. Hypocrisy. Chrissy. Hypocrisy. Because people often say, the church is full of hypocrites. And sometimes they mean really serious things. I mean, sometimes they'll be talking about stories they've read in the news of ministers or priests or whatever who've been abusing people in their congregations. That is not good. And it's no wonder that people get extremely upset about that when it does happen. But often too, they mean that when they went to church and they had a look around at everyone, they got the impression that everyone was just trying to look more good than they really are. People were acting better than they really are. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is when you pretend to be better than you are. That's all it is. When you pretend to be better than you are. And I want to ask three questions about hypocrisy tonight. And the three questions make it sound like we're talking about weeds in the garden. Weeds that need to be eradicated. Here are the three questions. Question one, what is it? Question two, how widespread is it? And question three, how do we get rid of it? Hypocrisy. So hypocrisy is acting like you're pure in heart, as verse 8 says, when you're not. You're acting like your heart's all good, like everything on the inside is all fine and true, when it's not. If you want to get some examples of hypocrisy, you don't really need to look very far. Matthew's Gospel will do fine. Chapter 2 of Matthew's Gospel, we come across a big hypocrite, a man called Herod. You know the story of Herod, who hears the wise men are in town looking for where the Messiah has been born. And Herod says, when you find out where he is, come back and tell me. And he says, so that I may go and worship him. Now there's a big hypocrite, because not only does Herod not want to worship, he wants to kill the Messiah. So he's pretending to be all good to the wise men, but inside he's horrible. In chapter 26 of Matthew's Gospel, we come across Judas Iscariot. Do you remember how Judas betrayed Jesus? He betrayed Jesus with a kiss. What a hypocritical thing to do. Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him, as though it was all good with Judas, that he was Jesus' best friend and he really loved Jesus and he was glad to see him, when actually in his heart he was calculating that he would make some money out of betraying Jesus. He looked good, but he was very bad. And then Jesus was put on trial by a man called Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate actually condemned Jesus to death, even though Pontius Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent. That was not good. But he went out in front of the crowds and he washed his hands, it says, in front of the crowd, and he says, "I am innocent of this man's blood." So he makes out like he's all good. But he condemns Jesus to die. That's hypocrisy. Looking good on the outside, but on the inside, corrupt and evil. Matthew's got lots of pictures of hypocrisy too. In the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 7, remember he speaks about people who see a little speck in someone else's eye, and they want to help take that speck out of their eye when actually they've got a plank in their own eye. There's a great picture of Jesus. They can't see their own faults are much worse than the faults of the others that they're so critical of. In Matthew 23, Jesus speaks about hypocrites. He says they're like whitewashed tombs. You know what a tomb is? It's a place of death inside. But he says outside the tomb can be beautiful, all whitewashed and looking smart and spick. But inside it's full of dead men's bones, says Jesus. People can be like that. That's a hypocrite. Looks all good on the outside. Inside, like dead men's bones. Next chapter to this, Jesus speaks about those who pray, and those who fast, and those who give, in order for other people to see them doing it. They don't pray when they're on their own, or fast, or give when no one's going to see. They want to make sure everyone knows how good they are. How good their praying is and how good their giving is, how generous they are. He says they give as the hypocrites do. That's how Jesus puts it. In other words, they look all good on the outside, but inside it's all about getting praise, getting people to think they're great. Back in chapter 23 again, Jesus describes the Pharisees. He says they preach, like me in the pulpit tonight, but they don't practice what they preach. They don't do it. They tell you what to do, but they don't do it themselves. They look all good, and I've got to watch I don't do that myself. When I'm preaching, boy, have I got to watch that. I can stand up here and tell you all what God wants you to do as though I do it all myself. And if I don't, then Jesus says I'm a hypocrite. Chapter 15, Jesus describes hypocrites, he says, who honour God with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. So again, you listen to them and think, wow, these guys really are good. They really love God. They really speak good things to God. But in their hearts, Jesus says, they're far, far away from what God wants them to be. That's a hypocrite. So that's really what it is. And it's very simple, isn't it? It's when you and I, we want to look good. And especially we want to look good with others, and we want other people in the congregation to look around and say, oh, they're looking good. They're looking squeaky clean tonight in Calvary Church. Look at him, look at her. Yeah, a really good person. But inside, if in our hearts, God knows differently about us, that actually there's a lot of bad stuff going on, then we're hypocrites. We are not pure in heart. The only way to avoid being a hypocrite is to be pure in heart. Because otherwise you'll end up having bad stuff in your heart, but pretending to be better to everyone else. So let me ask tonight, are there lots of hypocrites in the world and in the church? How widespread is hypocrisy? How many people are there in the world who are guilty of being worse in their hearts than they are in appearance? How many people are actually worse inside than they are on the outside? Well, let's ask this question of ourselves. Are you ever glad that people can't read your mind? Bethany's nodding again. Yeah. Are you ever glad that people can't read your mind? I think Linda was this morning when I asked her a question when we were talking to the kids. Linda was thinking about something else. And we caught her out. Are you glad people can't read your mind? I'm glad. I am so glad. I can look very sweet on the outside. I'm sure you can too. But on the inside, we can be thinking stuff that really isn't good. Now, when you have a bad thought, is this what you do? Do you think, oh, I've just had a bad thought. I need to tell people what I just thought, because if I don't tell them, I'll be a hypocrite. Do you ever do that? Do you ever think, I've really thought this bad thing. I've really thought this murderous thought, this angry thought, this lustful thought. And I don't want to be a hypocrite, so I'm going to go and tell someone. Just say, look, I know I look all nice and good on the outside, but this is what I'm thinking. No, we don't do that, do we? We cover it up. So we keep looking good on the outside, but inside there's things going on that we're glad no one else knows about. But the fact is, because we look better on the outside than on the inside, we're hypocrites. We're happier to be hypocrites than to be honest. So how widespread is it? Could it be universal, just about? What's the definition of an indiscreet person? What's the definition of an indiscreet person? An indiscreet person is someone who says what everyone else is thinking. So, when someone says, you know, they say something really, they just blurt it out. They say something very honest in the situation, let it out, but no one else would dare say it. What we do is we tend to think, you know, that's terrible. Shouldn't have said that. But inside we're thinking, oh, someone needed to say that. We get that all the time just now with political correctness. Everyone is desperate to say the way things really are, I think anyway, or many people are. But we're not allowed to, because it's not politically correct. And every so often someone comes along and just says it as it is, and we're just so glad. But people, everyone goes, oh, they shouldn't have said that. You can't say that about gay people, or you can't say that about some minority group in society. You can't say that. But actually, people inside are thinking that needed to be said. That's hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. Our hypocrisy. Political correctness is just shorthand for hypocrisy in our society today. So where is hypocrisy? It's everywhere. Unless our hearts are completely pure, we're all hypocrites. We all look better in appearance than we do in our hearts. We all appear more righteous than we really are. But if that's true of people in the church, it's true of people outside the church too. People outside the church often say the church is full of hypocrites. But so is outside the church. No one can point the finger in this matter. No one is pure in heart. And of course, Jesus tells us that our hearts aren't pure. It's one of the things he teaches often. Again, in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 15, verse 19, he says, out of the heart, he says, out of your heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean. It's what comes out of your heart. So, how many of us are hypocrites here tonight? Well, unless our hearts are completely pure, hypocrisy is part of what we are, sadly. Only if your heart is completely pure can you look good on the outside and also be good on the inside. Otherwise, you're going to look better on the outside than you are on the inside. You're going to cover up things. You're going to be glad that people don't know the things that you're thinking, the horrible thoughts that you have at times, the bad thoughts, the nasty thoughts, the degrading thoughts that you have. You're glad. So everyone is like that. Hypocrisy is everywhere. But that doesn't make it all right. Yeah, we're going to sing in a few minutes from 1 Peter chapter 2, where Peter says, "Rid yourselves of all malice, of all deceit, and of all hypocrisy," he says, "and envy and slander." You've got to get rid of it. Rid yourselves of hypocrisy. Tonight, well, we should be ashamed before God that we're not as good as we appear to be. But the final question is, how do we get rid of it? How do you get rid of hypocrisy? Do you want to get rid of your hypocrisy tonight? Do you realize that it's really something that's keeping you from the blessing of this verse? You're not going to see God if you're not pure in heart. You're not going to have spiritual experience. You're not going to have glorious fellowship with God if you're not pure in heart. If hypocrisy is part of your life, and I think God's word tells us tonight that it is, then we must want to get rid of it. We must want to be so pure in our hearts that what we are on the outside, when we look good, is true of what we are on the inside. That we're pure in heart as well as pure to appearance. We must want to get rid of it. There's a verse in Hebrews that says, "Without holiness, no one will see God." That's what this verse is saying too. The pure in heart, they see God. Without us really being devoted to God in our hearts, we won't see Him. And that's really not just a matter of having precious time with God just now in this world. It's a matter of salvation and eternal life. We need to seek purity of heart. We need to seek to be holy. And the greatest incentive for that is so that we will see God. Because if we're going to see God, then we've got to be like Him. John tells us that we know when Jesus appears that we shall be like Him. We're going to be like Him because we'll see Him as He is. Now, what John is saying there is the only way you can see Jesus and the only way you can be with Jesus and the only way you can be with God, as Jesus says here, is if you're like Him. If you, like God, are pure in heart, our God is pure in heart. Our God is absolutely straightforward. He is not appearing to be one thing in the Bible and being something else in His own heart. God tells us in the Bible and in Jesus exactly what He's like. And when God says to us that He is the compassionate and the gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness, when God says to us that He is love or that He is truth, then that is what He is, x-rayed right through to the very center of His being. You will find that is consistently what He is in every fiber of His divine and eternal being. And if we're going to be with Him, then we need to be like that ourselves, pure in heart. And John goes on to say, this is 1 John 3 and verse 2 and verse 3, he says, "Everyone who has that hope of seeing Jesus purifies himself, even as He is pure." Tonight, if we want to be with God, then hypocrisy's got no place in our lives. We must be pure in heart, and we must strive after that. Believe me, if you're anything like me, it's not easy. It's such a hard thing. Constantly, you'll be conscious of the battle to overcome the things that go on in your heart that are just not nice. They're unsavory, they're unkind, they're impure. And God says we must be pure in heart. So it's a challenge. It's easy enough to look good. It's fairly easy to get your tongue under control most of the time, at least. But to be pure in heart, that's something quite different. You must want it, first of all. You must want to be like Jesus. If you're going to overcome hypocrisy, you must want to. The second thing is you must honestly own your sins before God. In other words, you must say, they're my sins, God. You must be honest about your sins before God. We can't pretend to God. God is not going to be deceived by our nice, religious-looking faces, by our squeaky, clean demeanours, by our looking all pious in church. He's just not into that kind of superficiality. God knows right through to the very heart of what you are, what's going on. So don't pretend to God. Don't try and make out anything to God. Be honest with him. You can't be. You're never going to tell God something he doesn't know already. Tell him if there's things in your heart that are not good. Tell him. Come clean with God. You can do that with God, even if you're glad you don't have to tell your inmost thoughts to the person sitting next to you. You can do it to God because he already knows those inmost thoughts. Tell him your hypocrisy. Tell him what's not good inside your life. Don't act good. And be content with that. Seek to be good. And seek to tell God about what's going on in your heart. You know that going to church is important to get into Christian fellowship, to get the encouragement of it, to get the challenge of God's word, and to be inspired to live for him. But, you know, it doesn't make you a better person just to go to church and look good. So don't come to church and act like you are good if you're not. Come to church and be honest before God. Be honest before God on Monday and Tuesday and all the other days as well. Tell him what's going on in your hearts. And be honest with other people as well. And tell them if you're struggling. One of the great reasons why the church in the Highlands has declined so much, I think, is because there was that kind of hypocrisy in the church where people were really, really trying to look so good. And no one admitted when they were struggling. No one admitted when they had a fault. No one admitted that really they weren't pure in heart and they weren't up to the standard they'd like to be. There's a story told about John Kennedy, who was minister in Dingwall Free Church in the 19th century. And in one of his sermons, he just said to the congregation, if you knew what I was thinking at this time, you would not want me to be your minister. And an old lady rebuked him at the door and said, Mr. Kennedy, you should not say things like that. Why not? Why not? If it's the truth, let's not be hypocritical. Let's be honest. Be honest with one another. We struggle. But most of all, be honest with God. We're not pure in heart. The things we think about our neighbours, the things we think about as we dwell on images we've seen on television or whatever, the motivations that we have that are just not pure, the love of money, the desire for praise from men, lots and lots of motivations. Tell God. So you must want to be pure in heart, but you must tell God. You're a hypocrite. God knows that. Tell him your sins and ask for his help. We need forgiveness and we need purity. He promises that if we tell him what our sins are, he will give us that. If we confess our sins, this is 1 John 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's an internal thing. He will cleanse us. So we must want to be pure. We must tell God about our impurity and ask his forgiveness. And then finally, we need what we could simply call good diet and discipline. Good diet and discipline. So many things in this life seem to be down to discipline and good diet. It's a bit of a fad these days, isn't it? Everyone is into the latest diet and, you know, about what you can and can't eat and how you must exercise in this particular way. Well, if you want to be pure in heart, you've got to be into good diet and discipline as well. By discipline, I mean, you need to decide what you want and you need to actually exert yourself to get it. You need to really exert your will to get it if you want to see God. If you want to live in the blessing of God's presence, then you need to exert yourself minute by minute and hour by hour to make choices of purity. And that's a challenge because it's so easy just to switch off the kind of self-control and just let your mind freewheel. Before you know it, you're in the cesspit. Before you know it, you're thinking those thoughts that Jesus spoke about, murder and envy and so on. You need to switch that off with discipline, with an exertion of will. Discipline is important. And there's no easy way around that. Discipline. Just as you can't be fit without actually exercising, you can't be pure without the discipline of will that fights impurity constantly in your heart and mind. And then you've got to eat well also. You've got to eat well. I mean, you've got to feed your heart on good things. Feed your heart on good things. So as we said, Peter says, rid yourselves of hypocrisy. 1 Peter 2. He then says in the next verse, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Crave pure spiritual milk. And he's speaking there about God's word. He's speaking there about wanting the good things of God's word to saturate your life. Drink it up, says Peter. Eat it up. It's a good diet. I think that many Christians are trying to do what the old alchemists did. You know what the alchemists did? They tried to turn lead into gold. And they spent an incredible amount of effort trying to achieve this bizarre ambition. Turning something that was common and unattractive into something that was beautiful and exquisite and expensive. I think many Christians are trying to do that. Many Christians expect that if they fill their minds with the base, poisonous lead of things like gossip, bad company, pornography or whatever it is, that somehow, miraculously, an alchemy will take place and their hearts will turn out to be pure gold. Well, of course they won't. There is no alchemy like that in this world. If you feed on filth, your heart will be filthy. if you desire the pure milk of God's word, if you love things that are pure and praiseworthy, as Paul says in Philippians 4, you know, things that are good and honourable and lovely and wise and praiseworthy, then you will develop purity of heart. But if you love things that are impure, then the base lead will be lead in your heart. It won't be gold. So we need to desire God's word, and we need to desire it, as we sang, more than gold, more than much fine gold. We need to desire things like good fellowship, just really being in Christian company and being encouraged and supported by that, and building on these things every day. Yeah, dear friend of mine yesterday, I spent some time with him. He said he was very discouraged at work this week because he realized he was the only Christian in a big workplace. And I thought, same time, he's committed himself to a course of study of the Bible. And I thought, well, that's good, you know, because the desire is there. He wants to be in Christian fellowship. He wants to feed in God's word. Blessed are the pure in heart. They will see God. So let's not try turning lead into gold. That's a wasted cause. Let's have a good diet of God's word and of good fellowship and good things, and our hearts will become pure. And let's discipline ourselves to avoid the bad stuff. And then we won't be hypocrites anymore. There's no hypocrites in heaven. No hypocrites in the presence of God, because they're pure in heart. They're as good on the inside as they are as they look on the outside. And they look good on the outside. And they're good on the inside too. Hallelujah, that's what our God is. That's what Jesus was. We want to be like them. And if we are pure in heart, we will be. So, hypocrisy is an ugly thing. Let's be rid of it. Let's rid ourselves of it by discipline and good diet. Let's seek to be pure in heart. And when we're not, let's honestly tell God that we're not. And let's desire to be more and more. And the more we desire it, and the more we seek it, and the more we discipline ourselves, and the more we have a good diet, the more we'll see God. Hallelujah.